The Things We Do for Love by Kristen Hanna. Once again, for Benjamin and Tucker. For good friends, Holly and Gerald, Mark and Monica, Tom and Lori, Megan and Kaney, and Steve and Jill. And finally, a special thanks to Linda Merrow for an effort that was above and beyond the call of duty. Chapter 1. The streets of West End were crowded on this unexpectedly sunny day. All across town, mothers stood in open doorways, with hands tented across their eyes, watching their children play. Everyone knew that soon, probably tomorrow, a soapy haze would creep across the sky, covering the blue, obliterating the delicate sun, and once more the rain would fall. It was May, after all, in the Pacific Northwest. Rain came to this month as surely as ghosts took to the streets on the 31st of October and salmon came home from the sea. "It sure is hot," Conlin said from the driver's seat of the sleek black BMW convertible. It was the first thing he'd said in almost an hour. He was trying to make conversation, that was all. Angie should return the volley. Perhaps mention the beautiful hawthorn trees that were in bloom. But even as she had the thought, she was exhausted by it. In a few short months, those tiny green leaves would begin to curl and blacken. The color would be drawn out of them by the cold nights, and they would fall to the ground unnoticed. When you looked at it that way, what was the point in noticing so fleeting a moment? She stared out the window at her hometown. It was the first time she'd been back in months. Although West End was only 120 miles from Seattle,